Talkback Jackson Sports, Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, as we are live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, and Celsius Energy Drink. Right now, we head to the Race Snell Sports Line because no one knows Jackson better than Race Snell. RaceSnell.com from Exit Realty First. And we welcome Scott Farley to the show here today, athletic director from Western Schools. Scott, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate you being here. And boy, with this being the first week for fall sports, being in session, being in practice, this is a big week.
A whirlwind for sure. And I kind of had a little bit of a summer to build up to it here, but we got things going and our coaches are doing great stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. And Western being one of the larger schools. I mean, some of the smaller ones, there's certain sports and whatnot they don't have. But, I mean, you've got a full list of great sports, a lot of opportunities for the kids this year. And let's start with probably with one of the hardest sports in all of probably a second to just wrestling would be cross country. That's a pretty tough sport. How's the team look this year?
Well, one of the things that amazes me is the numbers of kids that we have out. You know, there's probably 60 kids total between the boys and the girls out for cross country. A lot of younger, freshmen and sophomores out, which is great in terms of building the program long term. And in talking with the coaches, they feel like they've got a real solid nucleus of those, you know, top five or six kids at the varsity level, and some, probably 10 on each team that are kind of working on, competing for those last couple of spots in the lineup. So we really feel like we're going to have a very competitive season in our conference and at the regional level as well.
Yeah, and cross country is just one of those that doesn't get a whole lot of attention until they get towards the end of the season, once they get to, a year for those kids. But it's a long schedule. It's grueling schedule. The weather only gets worse as you head
for
through
sure.
the sport. You know, and it's not easy. It's a tough sport.
Well, it starts off and it's crazy hot, and then you finish up and it's stupid cold out. So it's you get the whole gamut for sure.
I hate running in the rain, especially cold rain. I absolutely hate it. I'm not a fan of running either way, but
right, for sure. Me either.
Right, how about tennis? Tell us about the tennis. What can we expect with the tennis squad this year?
Well, again, Jordan Tingle is our boys tennis coach, and again, huge numbers. We've got probably 30 kids out for tennis.
Wow.
So we'll have both a full varsity and a full JV team, which is a little bit unusual, but we've got great numbers. We've got a really great returning group of boys at the varsity level, and so, we should be definitely conference championship contenders, if not the favorites, and a team that really should, as a team, qualify for the state finals.
Yeah, and that sounds like a program that's continuing to grow at Western.
It really is, and, both the boys and girls, Jordan, our boys coach, and Brad, our girls coach, do a lot of stuff with the kids in the summertime and do camps and do a really nice job of developing a feeder program through the middle school and through a youth tennis program. So it's been interesting to watch coming from the outside, having been at two schools that really don't have a tennis community to speak of. That's a really strong program here.
Is it kind of difficult when you have sports like tennis or like golf or soccer, where the boys are on one side of the calendar year, girls are on another side of the calendar year? Does that present unique challenges for those athletes, or is it, we're just all kind of used to it now. We kind of fell into that schedule and it's fine.
Well, I think it's good that they're in opposite schedules, because you're not competing for the facility. And oftentimes, for example, our JV boys coach is also our JV girls coach. So you can kind of better take advantage of the people in your community that have expertise in that particular field. So I think from that standpoint, it's been a real positive, and I think works out well for us for sure.
Okay. onto golf. How are the girls looking this year?
Kind of a developing program there. Our numbers are not great in girls golf, but Teresa Nagy is doing a good job with the girls that we have, and I think they'll have a great experience. And one of the things that we've done this year that I think will benefit us down the road is we've created some JV golf competition opportunities that our girls really didn't have very much of in the past. And so hopefully that will help develop our program and also help, you know, programs at other schools that struggle to find those sub varsity competition opportunities for the girls.
It's weird that we've got growing numbers in some sport but not as strong in other sports right now, especially with golf, because all we've talked about over the summer is how strong golf is in Jackson and how kids are starting to gravitate back towards that. You feel positive about this program at Western, that it's going to grow?
Oh, for sure. And, you know, Teresa and I have had conversations about how, you know, similar to what they've been able to do in tennis is you got to reach down at the middle school level and develop that interest at the lower levels and develop kind of a youth program of some sort. And, you know, I think we'll get there for sure.
Okay. Now let's talk soccer a little bit. This is another sport that continues to grow. I was talking to one of the other coaches a couple weeks ago. And they're actually losing football numbers to their soccer team. How's the soccer?
Good. You know, numbers are strong. We'll have, you know, solid numbers at both the varsity and the JV level. They had a real young team a year ago that's all back this year. So, you know, we should be very strong at the varsity level for sure.
Okay. Swimming and diving for the girls' side of things.
We've got a handful of girls that go and compete on Jackson High's team as a co-op. So I really don't have a whole lot of input with the swimming. So
right.
I'm not sure how that's going to go.
It's one of those, again, one of those things. It's a co-op, and it's really headlined by Jackson. But it's nice to see, which we don't talk about enough, it's nice to see that in opportunities like this, you have schools that are working together. So kids, it's about the kids. They have those opportunities.
Correct. And, you know, we just turned in the paperwork today to do a co-op in the winter for girls gymnastics with Hanover Horton. And
that'll be a good
partnership with our two schools and give some girls at Hanover opportunity to compete in gymnastics.
That's awesome. Now on to some of the ones that we do talk about a little bit more during the fall sports season. Let's hit here. How do the Lady Panthers look this year?
I saw them play some over the summer, and I've stuck my head in during tryouts. This very strong team. Kelly Mullicks does a fantastic job with really a complete volleyball program. And the girls trying out for the three teams this week, and I know some of those cuts at the varsity level are going to be tough, and we had 20-some freshmen try out for the freshman team, and it sounds like maybe a couple of those will end up on the JV team, but it was going to be some tough. It's a very solid program. It has been for years, and it certainly will be for a long time to come.
Yeah, you know, when some schools are having a hard time putting together, they can put together a varsity team, but they struggle with the JV numbers. It's nice to have all three of those tiers there to fully develop the girls into the volleyball program.
For sure, you know, and football as well. You know, we've got a solid three levels in football too. So that's becoming more and more unusual. So yeah, it's a real benefit for the long term of our program to have three levels.
Well, I'm glad you segued into football, and I want to talk about football at a little bit of length. Do you miss it? Do you miss being there for sure?
I've deliberately not gone out to football practice these last couple of days just to kind of separate myself from it a little bit, but it's going to be there's certainly going to be things that I miss about it.
What do you think you're going to miss the most?
Practice, 100%.
Yeah.
You know, that was always my favorite part of coaching is I'm more interested in the outcome, and you know, everybody loves Friday nights and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I said when I left Jackson High that I'm going to miss Wednesday afternoon more than I miss Friday night.
Right. So will the Western team, do they have the team to beat Northwest this year?
For sure.
For sure. Without a doubt, without hesitation, that's a yes.
Yes. No, I believe it.
Well,
sure.
I feel like I'm talking to Will Team and talking about State beating Michigan.
A really good job of Nick Rulowitz, our head coach, has done a nice job of PMS had built. And, you know, we've got a really solid group of kids that have worked really hard all summer and, you know, got great numbers. We got mid-40s on the varsity and JV level. So, you know, the feeder program's strong. And,
right.
You know, a really youth program. So, you know, I think there's a lot of good things ahead for Western football for sure.
All right. What do you think about as far as the conference goes this year? Where do you realistically see your football team here at the end of the season in the conference?
Well, I think we're going to be competitive for a conference championship. You know, I'm not as familiar with this conference top to bottom, but obviously there's a school down the street here that's pretty good.
It's in our
conference, and you know, I think that they're always going to be the team to beat. And so if we can measure up with them, I think we've got a really good chance.
He's not calling Lumen by name, ladies and gentlemen. It's the school down the street. So, all right. So, you know, I think football is certainly the sweet spot of our show here, and I know it's yours, and we're just looking forward to covering Western throughout the season. I think we have both games. I think we have games on both stations between 970 and K105.3. So we're looking forward to seeing Western a couple times out between the lines. It's going to be fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
So anything our listeners need to know, and you and I were talking a little bit, there's some fundraising opportunities coming up.
Well, we are going to begin the process here later this week, of putting together a marketing plan to do some fundraising to generate some seed money to put field turf in our football stadium. And so the bulk of that fundraising effort will be targeted at, you know, larger donors and businesses and those sorts of things. But that'll be getting going here. The beginning plans will start this Sunday, and hopefully by mid to late September, we'll have a firm marketing plan ready to put out this fall.
That's really nice. Those turfs look so awesome, and they're safer for the kids too.
Well, they are, and they're so much more functional, you know, and people look at it as a football thing, but, you know, our soccer program will certainly benefit from it, and, you know, track and field in the spring have a much better surface to do some of their training on, and baseball and softball in the spring when you have those spring days where the weather's nice enough to go outside, but the field's not ready yet. You know, they'll be able to get out on it. It'll be better for band practice. It'll be better for, you know, PE and all those different, a variety of, you know, youth and all kinds of programs in the Western community. So I think it's something that really everybody can get behind.
And that Panther logo is going to look sweet in the middle of the field.
For sure. For sure. You know, we got a new scoreboard that just got put in this week. Yeah. And so
cool.
We got all kinds of good stuff going on out here.
Anything else our listeners need to know about Western schools or Western athletics this year?
Nope, we're ready to go. I have a great fall season, and that will bleed into the winter where we've had some stellar programs and spring as well. So we got a lot of great stuff going on out here.
All right, Scott Farley, the AD with Western Athletics, joining us here today. Scott, we appreciate the time.
All right, thank you.
This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.